Thank you for writing to see how I might help you with your diabetes. Before I tell you how I would keep this promise of getting you off of your medication, normal blood sugars, normal hemoglobin A1Cs within 6 months, let me explain to you how I visualize diabetes. And then I will go over how it's normally treated. Then I'll talk about what I do that's different and why it works. And I know if you have diabetes, you're put through this educational process, and I'm sure you know a lot about your disease, but I want to draw a picture of how diabetes works that helps you see how my therapy works, and hopefully by getting this picture in your mind, it will help you understand what you're in for and see if this is a fit. I don't take everyone as a patient. I'm not the right doctor for everyone. If you listen to this and it sounds like something you might want to do, then you should contact me. If not, then I'm not for everybody. But let's get a good clear picture of what diabetes is. A type 2 diabetic, until the end of the process, in the beginning has more insulin, not less, has more insulin than someone without diabetes. What happens is the cells have this receptor to which insulin attaches, and then that opens a gate through which glucose can pass into the cell. As the cells become resistant to insulin, what that means is there are fewer receptors, and so there's sugar out there, but it cannot get into the cell because there's not enough receptors for the insulin to bind to. So there's not enough keyholes for the key to turn to unlock the door for the sugar to go into. The body tries to compensate for this by creating more insulin. Some people think it's the elevated insulin level that's actually doing more damage than it is the blood sugar itself. So insulin levels start to run high. Now, what's usually done to help this process is you can take medications that will help drive sugar into the cell and increase the insulin receptors or increase the insulin level or both. Here's the problem. As you drive insulin, when you make the blood sugar go down, if you have a high blood sugar and you make that blood sugar go down, where does it go? It goes into the cell. So normally that leads to weight gain. Bodybuilders use insulin to help themselves gain weight. So here you are, you have diabetes, your blood sugar is running high, your doctor gives you medication to help lower your blood sugar, this extra blood sugar goes into your cells when you take the medication. You gain weight, and guess what else happens? You become more insulin resistant. The numbers of receptors go down. It requires even more and more levels of insulin until finally, for you to have normal blood sugar, as you gain weight, and this has been proven to happen with most type 2 diabetics in this country, and then as you gain weight, you need more and more insulin until finally your pancreas can't keep up. And so now, even though you started off as an adult not needing insulin with diabetes, unlike a childhood or type 1 diabetic, eventually the pancreas gets fatigued, insulin resistance gets so much that you start to having to take insulin injections. So let's do it one more time. I just want to make sure you have the picture, and then I want to tell you how it's even worse, how it gets even worse than that, and then I'll tell you how to fix the problem. So here you have blood sugar, you eat sugars in your bloodstream, but the sugar can't go into the cell until insulin unlocks the door. Insulin is the key, the lock is the insulin receptor, and then the door opens and sugar can go in. When someone develops type 2 diabetes, or metabolic syndrome or insulin resistance, they're just different areas on the same spectrum. In the beginning, you're resistant, but your sugars aren't running high. And then eventually, your sugars start to run high. Now, you have high insulin levels, and it's taking more and more keys to try to keep the door unlocked because you have fewer locks. So then you come along, your doctor gives you medicine that drives the sugar into the cell, you develop more insulin resistance, you get weight gain, because the sugar that's coming out of your bloodstream is going into your cells, so now you're storing fat. Not only that, this fat is not just this ball of storage. The fat now, we know, is not inert. It becomes its own gland. And so it's secreting all these hormones that cause inflammation, high blood pressure, and atherosclerosis. We used to just think fat accumulated in the bloodstream like coffee grounds in a pipe in your house, but not so. The fat, the hormones that are made by the fat, the visceral fat in your belly, actually cause deposition, or those fatty acids in the blood to become stuck to the blood, to the wall of your blood vessel, cause inflammation, high blood pressure, and lead to stroke and heart attack. Okay, so here's the problem. You develop this diabetes and you've been put on some medicine, and now you want to try to lose weight. So if you try to cut your food down and you're still taking the same medicine, what happens? You have less calories, but you're on the same amount of medicine. Your sugar is going to run low. And even if it doesn't go low, you're going to be more hungry because of the medication. The best way I know to make you hungry is give you an insulin shot, because it's going to drop your blood sugar. You're going to be ravenous and want to go eat. It's not quite that dramatic with some of the tablets, but you're going to be more hungry and you're going to eat to keep up with the medicine. It becomes almost impossible to cut back on your food. So what's the other thing? What if you try to cut back on your medicine? Now your sugars run high unless you simultaneously drop the food. So the only way to cut back, to lose weight, once you're diabetic and taking medicine, it becomes very complicated, because you have to simultaneously, at the same time, you have to drop your food and you have to decrease your medicine. And to do that without hurting yourself, you have to be checking blood sugars and you have to know what you're doing. And since you have vast experience with yourself, but not other diabetics, if you're not expert at what you're doing, you can hurt yourself. Either get your sugars too low, or you just get all out of kilter and your sugars go too high. So you really need a physician who's not only expert at doing this, but has the time to work with you literally on a daily basis. Because if you're going to cut your medication and cut your food simultaneously, you need to be checking your sugars, and someone who understands the process needs to be keeping up with it and telling you what to do. It gets even worse, because just this past June, in the June 12th issue of the New England Journal 2008, there was a study published, a court trial, where they showed, okay, get a load of this. This is, if you're diabetic, this should terrify you, because I'm terrified for my patients. A normal hemoglobin A1C, if you're diabetic, you know this hemoglobin A1C gives you the average blood sugar. And normal for someone who's not diabetic is less than 6. What we've tried to do with diabetics is make that number less than 8. Not trying to get them all the way back to normal, but get them their sugars low enough so that the average is consistent with a hemoglobin A1C of less than 8, so between 6 and 8 or 7 something. And we know if sugars run high and you don't treat diabetes, that you have problems with heart attack and stroke. So the best, this is New England Journal, so these are the best diabetic doctors around. The best diabetic doctors around said, okay, we're given this medicine to help prevent stroke and heart attack and help keep people alive. Let's bring their blood sugars all the way back to what's normal for a normal person, and I'll bet you that they'll have even less stroke and heart attack, and everybody will be happy and love us. But guess what happened? It was so horrible that they cut the trial short, because when they treated people more aggressively, these are the best diabetic doctors in the country, treating people the best way we know how with the best medications, and when they got their blood sugars down to where the hemoglobin A1Cs were down in the normal range, they had more death, more heart attack, more death to the point to where they cut the study short. So now, think about what that means to you. So the June 12th issue of the New England Journal, and that copy, there's a link to that in my website, but think about what that means to you if you're a diabetic, because you're, it's the old damned if you do and damned if you don't, because if you don't take your medicine, your sugars run high, your increased risk of stroke and heart attack. If you do take your medicine, and you take it the best way we know how, there's increased mortality and heart attack. So what do you do, sort of halfway treat it? The final conclusion of the editor of that same issue of the New England Journal was that we should focus more on lifestyle changes. So we need to think more about how to get your sugars normal without the medication. Now here's a question for you. Can you really cure diabetes? I think you can. Now, most people would disagree with that, but let me tell you, it depends on how you define cure. I think my patients are cured of diabetes, and this is my reasoning. If you gave me what most people say, well, if you get their sugars normal, what you're really doing is treating their diabetes with lifestyle changes, but they're still diabetic. If you promised me a huge amount of money, and it would have to be a huge amount of money, but you'd promise me a huge amount of money and say, okay, Charles, I want you to be a diabetic in 2 months, I could do it. I could sit, do no exercise, consume huge amount of calories, gain vast amounts of weight, and after I gained somewhere between 50 and 100 pounds of weight, I would most likely develop type 2 diabetes. But because I have not done that, you don't say I'm diabetic. Yet on the other hand, when I take someone and help them lose 100 pounds and put them back to normal, where their blood sugars are normal, normal hemoglobin A1Cs, they're not on medication, I would say they're cured. I wouldn't say that they're treating their diabetes with the lifestyle changes. I'm saying they've got rid of their diabetes and they're cured of it. And it's semantics, but I think it's important to realize that all of us have it within us to develop diabetes if we abuse ourselves or have the wrong sorts of treatments or in the wrong environment. And all of us also have it within us, I think, to make diabetes go away if we have the right environment and the right advice. So that's what I intend to do. And that is what my patients do.